Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. We are live and local. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And it is a happy hump day, Trump Day, and Thanksgiving Eve. This segment brought to you by Figgy Pudding. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Oh, that's funny.
Got to get you in the holiday mood. But because doom and gloom, death and destruction, I mean, you know, we're going to try to limit that as much as we can. We're going to self-edit, self-censor, and it's going to be mostly happy stories. So we kick it off with a murder on a golf course here.
What? That's your start? Okay.
Yeah, well, get it out of the way kind of thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
That we can get to the figgy pudding and demand that it be brought to us immediately.
Pecan pie.
Immediately. Bring it right now. Immediately.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't put that.
Oh.
Bruce Lee was born this day in 1940. Very good.
I just thought you'd appreciate that. That's why I gave you the note. You being a martial arts.
Yes, I do appreciate that. Yes. Believe he's buried in Seattle, Washington, I do believe.
Oh, no.
Believe so.
Okay.
In fact, that's interesting because Jimi Hendrix was born this day in 1942.
Yeah.
He's buried in Seattle. That's weird.
Wow.
I mean, we didn't rehearse this. That's weird.
And Bruce Lee's son was born at Seattle's Lakeview Cemetery near his dad.
Yeah, Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was sad.
Cursed.
Yeah.
It was the curse.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, indeed. And Adam, maybe this guy's cursed.
Okay.
Man in Florida accused of violently murdering a man at a Florida golf course.
Wow, that's a dangerous sport.
Well, let me tell you something. The level of frustration in golfing, it does make you want to kill people. So I wouldn't recommend it to just anybody.
So like if you're wanting to relax, this is maybe not your thing. Or if you have anxieties.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe if you're high on something because this guy wasn't right.
Okay.
Junior Boucher, 36, charged with first-degree murder after he allegedly killed a 65-year-old man, Brian Hiltebeitel.
Hiltebeitel.
Greg knows that name. He grew up with the Hiltebeitels.
Yeah.
Down on Sassafras Lane.
Pretty close.
And anyway, he killed this guy at the first hole, Sandhill Crane Golf Club, Palm Beach Gardens. This happened in the middle of the day, Monday afternoon. And I mean, it was a vicious attack. He's beating the guy with his own golf clubs. He's drowning him in a pond. They finally got him off of the, well, the guy that, you know, later died.
Aww.
And they had to use the taser on this guy. Oh, what do they call it? Electronic control weapon. Because his taser really is a brand name, isn't it?
It's like Kleenex, yeah.
When he wouldn't stop, police used the electronic control weapon to subdue him. Hiltebeitel had deep lacerations to the back of his head, was pronounced dead at the scene.
Mm.
And the attack appears to be totally random.
That's weird.
It is.
To be that brutal to somebody just randomly on a golf course?
And I'm looking for where it says it in there because I don't think I make it. Oh, yeah. Officer said when they arrived at the scene, Boucher, the 36-year-old, the alleged murderer, was naked and running away.
Well, it's easy to pick out of a crowd then, since most folks are clothed.
Well, if... And remind me not to golf at that place if you're not going to have a dress code. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Low standards.
Yeah. So no, that we can't joke about
that
this.
Is sad. Sick. That
this
is sad.
Sad murder. Apparently, yeah. You know, the golfer that got murdered was, you know, well liked in the communities, leaving behind, you know, family and all kinds of
Minding
stuff.
Minding your own business, having a good time.
But why? Why? How rare? I mean, truly, the definition of random. Like you found
that
yourself wandering on a golf course
and decided to kill somebody with a golf
club. With their golf clubs,
yeah.
and then drowned him and beat him and drowned him. It just
that's very strange.
Well, you know what? The holidays can be stressful.
True.
And if you want a little workbook on how to deal with like anxieties and stuff like that.
Might not be a bad idea.
Michelle Obama has a self-help workbook out that's yet to help you through these anxious times.
Well, you know, a lot of folks after the election may be a little more anxious. They're a little concerned and, you know, afraid they're going to be deported or something.
And then there's other people that are quite happy.
Yes, we are.
We're in the happy category.
We are so happy.
We're not the only ones. Consumer confidence rises to 16-month high following the Trump election victory.
Nice.
Donald Trump's favorability soars in post-election spike.
Awesome.
Trump may be kicking some of the establishment media right out of the White House briefing room.
Really?
Making seats for new media.
That'd be hilarious.
Yep.
That'd be hilarious.
Yep. Hit the road, you CNN buffoons.
Well, they're not news.
That's a good thing. Hey, when one of the kookiest guys to ever be a national security advisor, one of the kookiest guys, calls your views extreme and that you're on a different planet, that could possibly be made as a compliment, I guess.
Okay.
Or either that or takes a wacko to know a wacko, to identify a wacko. Hmm. But here's the story. Former National Security Advisor John, the only thing good about me is my mustache, Bolton, claimed Tuesday on CNN's newsroom that President-elect Donald Trump's pick to lead the intelligence community, former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, her views were on a different planet.
Really? Did he name said planet? Or just...
It doesn't start with a U, and I can't work this in here, but I just tried, didn't I? Host Jim Acosta said, we've seen Matt Gaetz withdraw his nomination for Attorney General. Should Tulsi Gabbard do the same for Director of National Intelligence? What?
Really?
The guy Jim Acosta, he's always like, been a weirdo.
Yeah.
Bolton said, well, look, she said many things publicly that I think disqualify her. Yeah. Free speech in America should definitely disqualify you from higher office, to protect our constitutional rights. I would definitely, that's disqualifying right there.
Yeah.
What up?
Yeah.
What a happy Thanksgiving I hope he has. these are not just because her views are extreme. And this guy Bolton, I'm telling you, everybody agrees, even Trump. The guy was a wild card.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Trump even said, he goes, yeah, I didn't really know the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I put him in, and he said, but he would go, and I don't know what he would say to some of these world leaders. But when I got in there, it was easy peasy. So they must have been afraid that this guy was unhinged.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But he says that Tulsi Gabbard's views are extreme, and she's on a different planet.
Wow. All right.
Yep. It is 6:16. It is a happy hump day, Trump day. It is Thanksgiving Eve. We are going to be in the very much of a thankful mode. We're going to exhibit an attitude of gratitude while simultaneously bringing you doom and gloom, death and destruction, like only Bob Rose and Greg Cassidy can do.
Oh, yeah.
It is not an easy balance to strike, my friends. Stay tuned. Good morning and welcome. 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Welcome, welcome, my friends. It's also a happy hump day, Trump day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here with an attitude of gratitude that we bring, my friends. Oh, by the way, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. local story you could probably relate to. It is going to rub your rhubarb, I guarantee.
Uh-oh.
Guarantee. But first, a chance for you to win Rock the Country tickets that we've been giving away. Two-day tickets. Plus, we have a pair of general admission plus tickets.
Ooh.
Where you get a special close-to-the-stage viewing area, an exclusive bar, special entrance, and premium restrooms where somebody else washes your hands for you.
I wasn't sure what you were going to say.
Premium restrooms.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that
one. Well, I guess anything that flushes is premium compared to a porta potty, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
If it flushes, it's premium.
I have no idea.
I do. Yeah, I'd rather have a real potty.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm getting old. Yeah. I've got your tickets. You need the keyword. It is rock. R-O-C-K. In the U.S. I was waiting for you.
Yeah.
Text rock to 20357 for your chance to win. Pair of two-day tickets. Rock the Country. Kid Rock. Hank Jr. Nickelback. Tracy Lawrence. And more. Ocala. May 9th and 10th. By the way, tickets are on sale now at rockthecountry.com. But you could be in the running for freebies. Text ROCK to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please, don't text and drive. Thank you very much. All right, so this story, I'm not going to name names because it's not my, I haven't been given permission.
Right.
But I will just say that someone we may know lives in a county outside of Alachua County.
Very rural county.
When I tell you the story, you might think it's Alachua County, but I have to reiterate, it is not. So apparently this person has an existing large, well-built shed on their 10-acre property.
That's important.
And all this person wanted to do was build a lean-to cover their small boat.
Mm-hmm.
Easy peasy, right?
Yeah.
Saw a photo of it. 6x6s. 2x8s.
I mean, going to be well built.
Bolt lag bolts and stuff. I mean, this was
no Walmart special.
No, this was no chibi just get something up. It was going to be very well done.
Mm-hmm.
But allegedly, a code enforcement person drove by and issued a stop work order. Stop immediately.
Ooh.
Step away from the hammer. And, I mean, I'm just going to tell you, it's Gilchrist County.
That's shocking.
And when I saw it on Facebook, and everybody responded kind of in a similar way. It's like,
yes.
Gilchrist County, they're trying to make it like Alachua County.
That's what I said.
And basically what it boils down to is, I guess you can't build that kind of structure was what I first thought. And then what really I think turns out to be is, well, you can't do anything on your property unless it's been signed off by an engineer, a structural engineer.
You can go buy a piece of crap tin lean-to at the store and put it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's building this thing like industrial strength here. We're talking heavy duty on 10 acres in Gilchrist County.
And apparently somebody from the county said, well, you know, you can just put up this thing that you put together with the poles and the tarp. Which, well, first of all, it's hideous.
And it'll blow away in a storm.
It doesn't take long. Those things tear up. I mean, they serve a purpose for a short period of time. But anyway. I mean,
this is not keeping your neighbor from having, cloth couches on their porch because you're going to lower property values. This is some good construction going on here.
Now, look, whoever the code enforcement person is, obviously somebody who is, maybe taking their job a little too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
However, if that is their job, and apparently they have adopted this, everything's got to be engineered kind of mentality.
Right.
And that's where the county commissions come in, because they allegedly passed this kind of stuff.
Right.
Look, and here's the problem. When government gets involved where common sense should rule, government always does the stupid thing because it's the easy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, everything's got to be signed up by an engineer. That way they have our hands are clean of it. Well, that's not how you take care of your constituents. And let's be honest. Gilchrist County is a beautiful area, but let's not pretend like there's not plenty of shacks and shanties and falling down mobile homes that probably should have been mowed down 20 years ago, we're being honest.
The people are living in, no less.
That's the thing. The whole idea behind having codes and things like that was because you didn't want somebody building a bunch of tenements, housing a bunch of people.
Right.
Everything's done rickety. You've got electrical wires exposed. You've got the possibility of fires and other things that have taken place through the years. And people said, hey, we got to make sure that where people live has got to be safe. That's how it all started. And that's a good idea. It's a very good thing. But then they pushed a little harder. Then it became a revenue stream.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you pull a permit for everything that you do.
Yep.
Clip your toenails in the mornings. Like, did you pull a permit for that? They're my toenails. Yeah, the county appraiser wants to know about that.
Yeah, the health department's checking in on you.
It is, and that is government overreach. But to happen in Gilchrist County is, honestly, it's kind of shocking. So they're adopting the same kind of stupidity that we would see in much more left of center places like Alachua County, frankly. So the idea of code enforcement is, do you want somebody putting up a huge structure that is going to blow away in the wind and become, you know, a serious threat to anybody, neighbors or whatever?
Of course not.
But remember, and the hurricane straps were being used. It was exceeding what any code or any rule would call for, exceeding that. And then the person lives on 10 acres. It's not like you're building some monstrosity right on top of your neighbors.
Yeah, right.
I mean, isn't that why people move to rural outlying areas? Like,
yes.
I found my little piece of paradise.
Mm-hmm.
But then government came and told me exactly how I can run my paradise, what I can put in, what I can't. It's gone too far, folks. When it's happening in Gilchrist County, when are people going to say, stop, that's enough?
Mm-hmm.
The design of code enforcement is to save lives, you know, stopping bad electrical work, you know, foundations that are inherently, you know, not done properly. It's not for a lean-to cover a boat that, by the way, was over-engineered in being built to begin with. They say, well, you got to have somebody with a degree sign off on this. Yeah. Yeah, $1,000 worth of lumber. Let's throw in another $1,000 for an engineer. Hell, you might as well get an attorney to sign off for another grand. Yep. It's about money. It's about stupidity. It's about government overreach. You got thoughts on it? Bring it. 877-975-9825. I'm looking for an attitude of gratitude. Right now, I just have the attitude part down.
I like that. You're doing well with it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, continues next on 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. It's 6:39. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got plenty to talk about. First of all, some of your top stories. Favorability for incoming President Trump absolutely soars. So does consumer confidence. So everybody is getting, you know, upbeat.
Nice.
There's a lot of positivity.
Like that.
And I like that, too. Let me give you the code word so you can win tickets for Rock the Country, two-day tickets. Plus, we also have a pair of general admission plus tickets where you get special close-to-the-stage viewing, an exclusive bar, special entrance, premium restrooms. You need to text the word ROCK to 20357. Right now, data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. This is a big concert with Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock, and a whole lot more. 2 days. Tickets are $139 a piece and on sale now at rockthecountry.com. But if you want to try to win those, text ROCK, R-O-C-K, to 20357. And good luck. Before the break, we were talking about something that was going on. Some friends, and this was on Facebook, Gilchrist County, where somebody was trying to build a little simple lean-to off the side of a very well-built, you know, heavy-duty kind of a shed in which they were going to store their boat underneath. They live on 10 acres, and it appeared that they were using very good materials, hurricane straps. You know, this wasn't chintzy. This was going to be done well. It was going to be well done. But I guess a code enforcement officer came by, saw something going on, immediate stop work order. Turns out in Gilchrist County, and this could be spreading out, always looking for a revenue stream, something to raise your property values, but they're saying you've got to get it. It's one thing to pull a permit, okay, but it's another thing to say, yeah, your structures have to be engineered. In other words, you have to have an engineer sign off on it.
It's a boat cover.
Well, I mean, it's a lean-to.
I get it.
Yeah, and I get it that you don't want a bunch of plywood flying around should you get 70-mile-an-hour winds. It could kill people. But again, you're on 10 acres. The structure is being built in a very sound way, above standards, really. But somehow, you're supposed to get an engineer. And I know what this is. The county doesn't want any liability. You know what? Well, you know what? Don't be sticking your nose in everyone's business.
You're on 10 acres.
The whole idea of code enforcement was basically to keep buildings from burning down with people living in them. That was the idea. Make sure the electrical is correct.
Yes.
So, yeah, they've gone too far. And now when you see it in Gilchrist County, that's pretty sad. Because when people decide to move to a rural area, that's one of the things is, you know, they don't want the government right up their backside. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to go run around and do code enforcement on every little structure, are you also going to provide bus service? You see what I'm saying? Yeah. They only want it one way, though. But rural community. And let's talk to Matt. He's from Clay County. Matt, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. That does sound kind of ridiculous with the lean-to, but with Clay County, they actually went by my house and they cited me for putting siding on my house and my mailbox being off the road. So, I mean, code enforcement is like, they are kind of ridiculous, especially with the people that reported me have over $2 million in code enforcement violations on their house.
Yeah, isn't that nice when it's a neighbor that actually calls somebody? Yeah. Welcome to East Germany. And the Stasi police, people like that are sick, you know, and you hope that karma comes back and bites them hard.
One that drove me nuts in Gainesville is, you know, you got a permit for everything. Okay, I get that. But there was a burnt out house that stood for years.
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine living next door
to
that?
No.
Little blue tarp on top and it burned out, but yet. That's not a danger or a threat or lowers property values.
And
it took them years to get that thing
You're
going.
Putting siding on your house. I don't think that would involve a lot of electrical work, plumbing work, structural work. But yet, there they are. It's gone too far. Is it we the people or not? You know, why are we taking this? And you got to throw people out of office that have pushed, promoted, or allowed it to take place, especially once it's been brought to their attention. 877-975-9825 if you want in. Thunder Dave, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
So, good.
So you said earlier you had the attitude and you were looking for the gratitude. Well, I got that for you. I live in the greatest county in the world, man. I live out in Dixie County. We've got the lowest taxes. We've got the lowest regulations. 6 acres in the middle of the woods, and it's mine, baby. I can do just about everything I want to do on there without any trouble.
Well, the message there is pay attention to who's running for your county commissioners because changes could be a-coming, and it's all like cover your backside. You know, they say, oh, yeah, if an engineer signs off on it, well, not everybody can do that, especially Gilchrist County, Dixie County. It's, come on. Let's have some common sense prevail here. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Marion County has the same laws as Gilchrist and Alachua County. You have to get a permit to put siding on your house. Next year, you're going to have to get a permit to paint your house. I put a deck on my house. I did it by the codes that are online. And then they come out and try to violate me for not getting the permit.
Oh, yeah, and some of them will get very Nazi-like. Mm. They'll make you tear down structures.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, it can get ugly. Let's go to Paul. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. I'm a general contractor, and we build in all the counties that are talked about this morning. And there's two school of thoughts on this. Look, I hate regulation, absolutely despise it. And the majority of inspectors took a 40 to, you know, 60, maybe 100-hour clock hour course to get their building official license. And please don't anyone out there think because you get a permit or you get an engineer to sign off on anything that means anything is built right, that anything is built to code. All it means is that you passed a simplistic set of predetermined criteria that everybody can hack and go around and get done. And an engineer, a lot of times, they're drawing things that don't get done on the job right. But what's happening with this, all of this is being driven by two things: liability from attorneys and lawsuits from insurance companies, and lack of coverage where they don't cover, and then it comes back to the county, and then you actually have the revenue stream. Look at Marion County. They're trying to slow down growth. Now they have an impact fee that's over $4,000 for anything you want to build, and all of it. I wonder now, with Trump being back in office, if they're, being a conservative county, if they're going to scale back any of these fees like they did after COVID. That's all I've got. But guys, please don't trust any building official or any permit process, because it's all a complete, absolute joke. I do it for a living.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You've seen the many variables. They haven't. It is a big game of CYA and worried about liability and stuff like that. But if you, the homeowner, sign off on it, you say, hey, look, yeah, I'm building this structure. I'm responsible for it. But why can't we do that? Oh, can't do that. Really? In other words, this is another, you're too dumb or you're too stupid to be able to handle this. So let's call in this up. It's too much. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Thanksgiving Eve. 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 6:51. Happy Hump Day. Trump Day. Yeah, we've been talking about like codes, code enforcement, things like that, and a situation in Gilchrist County where somebody's building a lean-to up against established, well-manufactured, one of those big sheds, okay?
Yeah.
And they want to put their boat underneath it. Using all the top materials, we're talking 6x6s. I mean, over-engineered.
Oh, yeah.
Hurricane straps, 2x8s, doubled up. A very sound structure, especially for, the intent of what it's for and all that. It's not going anywhere, or it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
But code enforcement apparently came by, stop work order. Push comes to shove, try to find out what the deal is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll get a permit. Is that what you want? Well, as part of the permitting process, they go, oh, yeah, anything you do has to be signed off by an engineer. It has to be engineered.
It's a boat cover on 10 acres in Gilchrist County here.
It's a simple lean-to, which you see all over the place. And by the way, it's Gilchrist County. You move to a county, you move to a rural area, I would think, so that, your property is your own within reason.
Right.
And it'd be one thing if you're like stacking up rusted cars one on top of another and it could be seen by neighbors and everything from the street. That's one thing. This is not the case. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825. And Michael, you're on the air.
Hi, Bob. I appreciate you talking about this subject today, and I have a little bit different angle on it. I have a house here in Marion County. I purchased it. It's a wood frame house. And I was installing better quality windows, storm safety windows for the hurricanes and so forth. Well, code enforcement had come by my house, and it's a corner house. He actually stuck his phone on a pole over my fence to observe what was going on. And you can clearly see the windows over the fence. He got in touch with me and came out, and his reply to me was, is that your 2015 EcoBoost Mustang outside? And I said, yes, it is. And he said, well, you should have bought a nicer house instead of a fancy car. I could put so many fines on you, you will lose your property. So there's a bullying that's going on with these people also. It's not all just a safety thing or money. Some of these people have a power trip going on. And this is a free country, and we are trying to do the right thing, and everybody just wants to have their castle and a little bit of the pursuit of happiness. I don't understand the attitude.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, people get in these positions that are ill-suited for them, and they do. They take this little bit of power, and they run wild. If you get names of these people, report them to the Marion County Commissioners. I know Carl Zalek will at least look into it. Well, and here's the thing, Greg.
Yeah.
People are trying to improve their property. This guy's putting in new windows. It's going to make it nicer. Can you imagine the neighbors go, oh, you're going to make the rest of our houses look ugly with your new windows? I mean, this is absurd.
Well, the house was built, we were talking before we went on, in 1972. So, like, anything he put in, it's going to be better than what's in it now.
Exactly. It's a money game. It's a power game. Yep. And we shouldn't put up with it. Let's go. Fred, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob. I'm a building inspector, and I'm a longtime listener of your show. I've got a complete different perspective on this. I also hold a GC license and an AC license, so I know what it's like to be a contractor working and also being a guy out there with that guy before said about enforcing the code. The minimum of the code is what is required. Anything above that, I don't see a problem, but
do you think everything needs to have
their stuff going?
Do you think everything needs to have an engineer sign off on it, even a little lean-to structure that, you know, they're using all the best materials?
So when it comes to structures, that's where you get into engineering. So not everything needs an engineer, but, you know, when it's a structure being built.
Yeah, but these aren't structures people are going to inhabit. It's a lean-to. It's open. There's not even walls on it.
I understand. So that's just the minor part of it. So it's still got to meet wind loads.
Well, I mean, who says it wasn't going to? I mean, the only way you'd know now, you'd have to have an engineer sign off on it, but he was using hurricane straps and everything. Yeah, and wind loads, it's going to blow where? You have 10 acres. Tell me the last time you've had sustained winds of over 80 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour in Gilchrist County. We're not on the coast. It's not going to blow away. It's not. More to come. Hang on. 97.3 The Sky. See, I told you it was going to be fun.